Pacific City Joint Water Sanitary Authority Board of Directors Business Meeting will come to order July 9th, 2024. It is 5 p.m. Pacific City, Oregon, at the Kiawanda Community Center, Faye Jensen Room, virtually via Teams, Microsoft's Teams, and in person. Rules of conduct. All cell phones, pagers, and mobile communications devices must be turned off or silenced for the duration of the meeting. All persons in attendance will remain quiet during the course of the meeting unless called upon to comment. Refrain from any behavior that disturbs, disrupts, or otherwise impedes the orderly conduct of the meeting, to include shouting, booing, hissing, etc. Refrain from creating, provoking, or participating in any type of disturbance involving unwelcome physical contact. Be asked to leave the room to conduct site discussions and no political statements. Okay, the roll call. Director Price.
Here.
Director Straska.
Here.
Director Anderson.
Here.
And I am Director Donahue, the chair. The first item of business, item four. Well, let's restate that. The fourth item of business, item four, is other officer elections. And so who wants to be chair? I'll nominate myself for chair.
I'll nominate you for chair.
Okay. We have a second.
I'll second.
Okay. We have a nomination and a second for chair for myself. All those in favor signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. The second item is to elect a vice chair. Is there any discussion about who would like to be vice chair?
I'll nominate Director Straska.
Okay, we have a nomination, Director Straska. I will second that nomination. Is there any discussion about the nomination? We have a nomination for vice chair, Director Straska.
You need a vote on the vice chair.
I'm working on that. We have a nomination and a second for vice chair.
I thought you were moving on.
No. So all those in favor of Director Straska for vice chair signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. It's a unanimous vote. So we have a vice chair. And the last item is for secretary. Do we hear a nomination for secretary?
I nominate Director Anderson.
I'll second.
We have a nomination of Director Anderson for secretary and a second. All those in favor signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. The unanimous vote. We have our elected officers. The minutes, first item under number five is the June 11th, 2024 budget hearing minutes. Are there any additions or corrections that anybody knows about? Director Price.
On the budget hearing minutes, June 11th, on the minutes that we received, I believe that this was not a budget committee meeting, it was a budget hearing.
Ah.
So that title on the minutes needs to be changed. The first line of it is correct. And the second comment I had on this was down below guest questions and comments. It says Chairman Culp adjourned the meeting at 5:01 p.m. Chairman Culp was chair of the budget committee and was not present at this meeting. I believe that should be Chair Donahue adjourned the meeting at 5:01.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other additions or corrections? Hearing none, entertain a motion.
I move that we approve the budget hearing minutes. It's actually a budget
hearing.
Right, minutes. As presented and amended.
And amended,
Okay.
Okay.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor of endorsing the June 11, 2024 budget hearing minutes as amended, signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion carried. Second item under five is item B, the June 11th, 2024 business meeting that followed the budget hearing. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes of the June 11th business meeting?
I have for the sake of clarity in the minutes as they were presented, the first line is Chair Donahue started the business meeting in person and virtually, et cetera, et cetera. And not until the fifth line does it say Chair Donahue called to order the monthly business meeting at 5:02. Customarily, that would be the first line in the minutes. And the first line that's there talked about it reviewing the rules of conduct, and the rules were read. Those actions don't take place until the meeting has been called to order. So I would ask for that Chair Donahue called to order the monthly business meeting at 5:02 p.m. be put in its normal place at the beginning of the first paragraph, followed by review the rules of conduct, et cetera, and that line, it basically would just be moved. So, or deleted from the last position. So that was one. And then going to the motion to approve the budget meeting minutes, 5:21.
We're not there.
I believe in the 5:21-2024 budget meeting minutes, the minutes do, I believe, accurately say that Director Price noted one change to be made. The motion Director Anderson moved to approve.
Excuse me. We were talking about the June 11th business meeting minutes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I got ahead of myself.
So the only thing
that's
in
still
the,
part of it because you guys were
yeah there. Because it took place, those minutes were in the June 11th business meeting, so it is part of it.
We were approving June 25th and June 11th business meeting minutes.
Yes. Okay. Well, no. Just that we during the June 11th meeting we approved 5:14, 5:15, and 5:21 minutes.
Oh, 5:21.
Right. May.
Okay.
Did I say June? I meant to say May. I'm sorry.
Okay, that was confusing.
Where, regarding the May 21st budget meeting minutes, okay, I have to get back on my frame of reference here. The name of the meeting, as it's called in these minutes, is the budget meeting. And again, this was the budget committee meeting, I believe, on the 21st of May, not the budget hearing or the budget
committee meeting.
Yeah,
it was the budget committee meeting on May 21st.
Okay.
So the minutes need to reflect the motion, or in the item 5:21-2024 budget meeting minutes, that needs to say budget committee meeting minutes, and then in the motion that Director Anderson made, that should also say budget committee meeting minutes. And I believe, help me out here, because I did point out, I believe in the discussion I pointed out, because I had it highlighted on the minutes, that Bill Height was not in attendance at that meeting.
Right.
And that's where it says that I noted a change to be made. But the motion, as it's registered here, does not include to approve the minutes as amended. And I believe that was said.
I think so. I mean, I don't know. I think so. But it should have been as amended. Even if it wasn't said, it should have been noted like that.
I believe that it was said, okay. It just didn't get into the minutes.
Got it.
So that should read, Director Anderson moved to approve the 5:21-2024 budget committee meeting minutes as amended.
Okay.
Okay, and I think...
So this is the June 11th, 2024 business meeting. Your comments are directed for that set of minutes, correct?
That's correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Because we approved the minutes for these meetings I'm commenting on.
Right.
In the June 11th meeting.
Gotcha. Okay, did everybody get that?
Is that it? Yeah.
So...
You got more?
So...
I think that now there's a budget adoption meeting.
That's next.
That's next, never mind.
Okay, so we have additions and corrections. Or mostly corrections. Are there any others?
There's some rephrasing, if you want to call that addition, I don't know. I mean, it should say as amended.
As amended.
That's an addition.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion to approve the June 11th, 2024 business meeting minutes as amended.
I'll second.
Okay.
All right, any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carry. Okay, we'll move on to another tongue twister. June 25th, 2024 budget adoption meeting minutes.
Right, okay, I can get to it on here.
Somebody must have found something.
I have some things there too, but I don't want to be the only one. If you guys have anything.
Okay, June 25th.
So I don't have anything.
Okay. On the June 25th budget adoption minutes, the motions regarding the resolutions, this is a general matter of appropriate language when we're doing these things, and on the resolutions themselves, when it gives the description in the matter of adopting employee salaries for fiscal year, blah, 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 all that heading, those are proper titles of the resolution. That's not just a sentence describing it. So those need to be capitalized, as you would the title of a book.
Oh.
And so that change needs to be made on all three of these. And they're correct in the resolutions themselves. They just didn't get into the minutes correctly.
Okay.
So, and then
taking notes on
the... Okay. Oh, I can give you this.
Director Strotsky, do you have a comment?
Okay, so it says fiscal year 23-24. Isn't it supposed to be 24-25?
Yes.
Oh, in the heading.
Again.
Yes, it does.
Yep. Okay. Are there...
And, yeah, under appropriations, the resolution 2404, there's an extra word in there. It says, Director Anderson moved to approve resolution 2404 in the amount matter of adopting the budget. And that's what the minutes say.
Okay.
It should say, in the matter of adopting.
Right.
So there's just an extra word.
Okay.
And then the capitalization on that. So.
Okay, if there are no further corrections or amendments?
I make a motion that we approve the June 25th, 2024 budget adoption meeting minutes as amended.
I second that motion. So I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Then we'll move on to financial report item 6, accounts payable for June 15th, 2024 and June 30th, 2024. Are there any comments about the financial accounts payable? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll move that we approve the accounts payable for June 15th, 2024 and June 30th, 2024.
I'll second.
Motion and a second to approve accounts payable. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Next item is item B under 6 financial reports for the fiscal year 23-24, our general ledger. That was the final month of the fiscal year.
You may have one more.
Half of, yeah. But I would like to point out that as I went through this, there were some interesting numbers there. The bottom number is the most important, but our going through the six or five funds that we use, our bonded debt fund, 003, was under budget by $77,788.50, probably mostly due to interest. Our sewer special SDC and capital improvement charge 004 fund was actually over budget by $40,614.05. And our water SDC, CIC 005 fund was also over budget by $200,952.83. However, our sewer operational fund 104 was under budget by $100,552.96. And our water operation budget 105 was also under budget by $138,967.85. So the bottom line is our total budget, we were under budget by $75,742.43. Congratulations. Well done.
Well, it's a team effort. Sometimes it's not easy. It gets to the end of the year and you're like, you know, can this wait until July 1st?
And that a lot.
We play that game quite a bit. So, but thank you, Tom. That was
$75,000. That's a little bit to be crowing about. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good job.
Okay. Any comments? Other comments about the general ledger, our budget? Okay, let's move on to item 7, our manager's report. John, you have the floor.
Thanks, Tom. Don't have too much for you all this month. Looks like we're going to finish the year with a couple more SDCs than we would have budgeted for.
Yes, but we are not making the amount of money that we thought we were because some of those
estimates
are prepaid.
Oh,
they count as a dollar. Yeah. They count as a number. They count as a dollar amount. We don't have very
many of those left, do we?
Hopefully
not. Yeah, we do run into that from time to time.
Yeah.
So as far as the wage survey, again, haven't been able to make too much progress. Rochelle is now helping me with this, so we are expecting to gain some momentum from that. I do want to say that Director Price shared some information from another community that had just gone through this process, and they had queried a lot of the local communities, you know, in terms of small town, mm-hmm. coastal communities, things that are have a lot of direct correlation to us in terms of size and so forth, and that is going to be a tremendous help because a couple of those were on our target list anyway. So I think that information was very helpful. It's going to help move things along. Moving on to the next item. Our meeting with Earthworks was scheduled for sometime during the week of the 8th. That has been moved to July 22nd, and I believe that's the date that the meeting will occur.
Who's going to attend that meeting?
It'll be me and our council and Bill Howard and his council. And
where is that going to be here?
It hasn't been decided, but it will be in Pacific City. So I just wanted to give everybody an update about that. I think we're in a good position to get this behind us, I believe, at this meeting. So, wanted to also mention, although I did submit it yesterday, the unaccounted for water numbers were not in the original board packet submission. That's another thing I owe Tim. But we have got those numbers, and I sent those out separately to the board members yesterday. And our water loss numbers are looking pretty good. And I shouldn't say water loss, I should say unaccounted for water. If you look at where we've been over the last 8 or 9 months or even up to a year, we have made drastic improvement in these areas, and perhaps even more satisfying to me, the numbers are much more consistent than they used to be. So I think that we're doing very well in that regard. Wanted to also mention, we talked about the employee board of directors potluck lunch. I have identified Wednesday, August 14th, between the hours of 11:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. as a proposed date and time. If there are any conflicts, please don't hesitate to let me know. We can easily adjust this, and we want to try to find a date and time that works for everyone. Also, consumer confidence report was completed and posted to our website on June 27th. Our deadline to have that posted is July 1st, so we were well in compliance, but wanted to let everybody know that that report is done and available. This is our water quality report card for the calendar year, the previous calendar year. So that would have been January to December 2023. So, and as usual, we had no violations of any kind. So,
John?
Yes.
A question about that. I saw it on the bullet board at the post office, mm-hmm. so it's getting visibility there, and I'm wondering if we also put a copy of it on file at the library.
We have not, but we need to. We need
because they've got notebooks on PCJ, and it's got the master plans, and okay. and they have the old version of that study.
And I wonder, did you say you saw the post office?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's up
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's on the bulletin board.
Okay.
With a sign, "Do not take."
That's not for me.
Oh, they.
I put out the
post office people must have put it on there.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of what made me yeah. think, too. If somebody really wanted to read it, it's several pages, so we yeah. need to make sure it's on file at the library and maybe even write that on the cover of the one at the post office.
Yes.
It's there.
I will make a note of that, and we will definitely get that done. Other than that, note on the maintenance side of things, the paving work was done the week of June 9th. It looks very good. It's a much needed improvement to our facility. And that's really about it. There were any employee issues last month. We didn't lose anybody. We didn't hire anybody. Nobody.
Our new staff personnel that you told us about last month is on board.
He is on board, okay. and he's good. Doing a great job.
Good.
And he's got already got a good rapport with everybody, and he's going to be a good fit.
Excellent.
So,
good to hear.
Yep. But yeah, that's it for me, Tom.
Okay. Anybody have any comments for John? Okay, we'll move on to item 8, unfinished business. The resolution 24XXX we've been working on a long time. The title ought to be more like Board of Director Duties and Responsibility instead of Investment Policy or Investigative Policy or Harassment Policy. But be that as it may, we have one last item of advice to obtain, and that's from our HR consultant, Nanette Cavello, and she has been working hard on the manager's review situation that she does annually, and I talked to her here about a week ago, and she promised me, as I'm sure she promised John, that she'd get on that. I asked her specifically to look at the resolution, the Exhibit D, which was all the new stuff and also some of the old resolutions that were all tied in it. Exhibit A was already been vetted by some small district associations of Oregon, so it should be fine, and the other is just housekeeping. So she promised me she'd get that to me in another week or so, and we should be able to finish it up and vote on it next month. Okay, any questions about that? Okay. Item B, the BLM property trail closure. I believe we kind of addressed that in your...
Yeah, well, this is really on here mainly just to close the loop on this. This has been on the agenda for quite some time. The maintenance has been done on the trail. The trail has been reopened, and the new signage is in place. So I think this will close the chapter on this. I will just say that we will be trying to make an arrangement so that this maintenance and trail inspection becomes more routinely an annual thing. So we'll stay on top of this.
Especially after the winter months, I'd imagine.
Yeah, you know, and of course, with the winter weather we get around here, you know, trees are going to fall and erosion's going to occur and all that type of thing. But really, I just put this on here just to kind of close the chapter on it. I don't anticipate any more recreational immunity issues at the state level. And so I think we are in pretty good shape with that, and that issue should be closed certainly for now.
And the maintenance is done by Frozen Hose, and we're just okay. Mm-hmm.
So I've been up there 3 times in the last 2 weeks, and every time I've been up there, there's been people sitting at the bench, and none of them are local people.
Oh.
And you know, and so I stop and talk to them, you know, and they're like, oh, how beautiful this is, how great this is, you know, it's so peaceful up here, you know, and they're taking pictures because, of course, the view up there is just spectacular. So it's really a very positive thing for our community and for the people that visit us here.
Yeah. It's good to hear that, you know, the people that don't live here are getting wind that it even exists, and that are actually exploring it and enjoying it. And, you know, I'm just glad that the word has gotten out about the trail, and that people who I'm surprised would even know its existence are being able
to
enjoy it.
Those that park in the skate park parking lot?
Yeah.
They all know it's there because of the sign in the gate.
Yeah.
And all that, so.
And I might add, too, that we're going to be replacing the parking signs in the parking lot for the trail. Those have been vandalized, and these parking spots was an agreement between us and I believe it was Tillamook Lightwave at the time.
Yeah.
And that's really supposed to be our main entrance to the trail system.
Right.
And part of the agreement was that they would set aside some space for people to park specifically to use the trails. But the signs have been vandalized, and those need to be replaced, and we're working on that as well. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Item C, the authority manager review process. As all of you directors know, you've received the associated documents that we issue every year. The employee questions that were asked about John's performance by Nanette Covello. So they, the employees, are part of the process also. And I've asked John to see if he can have those to me by the 19th of this month. And then a couple of days later, over that weekend, no later than Monday end of business, I will get those his comments to all of you. And then I would ask that you'd get those back to me before about a week before the August meeting, so that I have time to collate your comments into one sheet. Now, for our new director, who hasn't participated in this, we have another form that, hell, I can't remember if it's a Word or Excel. I think it's a Word form. It's a Word form, I think. But it's in a pretty standard HR kind of thing, and we've modernized it over the years to a pretty unique form. And it seems to work okay for us, so we're going to continue on.
And you'll send that out.
Yes.
Okay. And you'll reconfirm the dates.
Yes, I'll reconfirm the dates. John's self-assessment is what I'm waiting for right now.
Right.
And he takes that original form, and it has a place for the manager's comments, and then asking questions. And then we, as directors, then follow through, each putting our own comments in, and then we collate those all comments, and we grade it, and then we present that at an executive meeting at in August, in this case.
Okay.
Yes, and I should have that to you sooner. I had actually finally responded to your email right before I left for the meeting.
I saw
that. I should be able to have that to you much sooner than that, Tom. I will say that the only thing harder for me than writing somebody else's evaluation is doing our own.
It's true.
And it's something that I always like to give a lot of thought to, and it's something that takes me some time.
As well as should.
And I have gotten a start on it, but I don't think I'll make you have to wait till the 19th to get it, Tom, but I do appreciate the extra time.
Okay. Next item D, is the South Tillamook County Emergency, what's the V stand for?
Volunteers
Committee?
CORE.
It's a mouthful. It's almost like PCJ.
I hate acronyms. Emergency Supply Shed Proposal, and I think we've moved quite a ways along on that, haven't we?
Yeah. Well, I tried to incorporate all the feedback I got from the board. You may have noticed I've added some of my own language just to tighten things up a bit. You'll notice that the Nestucca Rural Fire Department is no longer part of the agreement. I think we were a little uncomfortable with that and how that might change the dynamic. This is, and I made it clear to the volunteer corps that we consider this an agreement between us and them. And so we made some improvements. I hope we were able to address most of the concerns. I do know that the South Tillamook County Emergency Volunteer Corps approved the Memorandum of Understanding, Addendum A, and you guys have seen that I pulled the indemnification agreement into as Addendum B. And I think we've addressed most of the concerns. As I say, the Volunteer Corps has approved our edits. The only question is the board ready to approve this agreement, assuming they feel like the documents in their current form are acceptable?
So I think it's considerably better than it was before. And, I went and talked to John with some suggestions that I had and I don't hand it. I think we can nitpick this forever. No document is going to be 100% perfect. But I think the time has come that we need to make a decision and approve it so that everyone can move on and they can be doing their work to help keep our community safer in the event that there is a catastrophic disaster. So I'm ready to approve it and move on.
Mm-hmm. Director Anderson, you have a comment?
I agree with Kathy. I think we can make this up forever.
I think we've had a good open process of vetting the discussion and the documents and our needs and wants and have been satisfied, and it's a good document.
It's a good document.
I see no reason not to go forward.
Okay, I'd entertain a motion at this time.
So I would move that the Memorandum of Understanding Pacific City Emergency Supply Shed between the South Tillamook County Emergency Volunteer Corps and the Pacific City Joint Water Sanitary Authority be approved as presented.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second to approve the MOU from South Tillamook County Emergency Volunteer Corps and the Pacific City Joint Water Sanitary Authority. If there is no further discussion, all those in favor signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Nay. Motion carried.
I will say, just for clarification, this is for a shed at the 100K. They would like to explore the possibility of a second site at the 300K. It's just we aren't ready to commit to that yet. The footprint at the 300K is considerably smaller, and we've also are going to be installing emergency generator enclosures at these locations as well. So I've got to factor that in, but I do want to just say that the ultimate goal is to do a little more exploration as to the possibility of duplicating this effort at the 300K. During a catastrophic event, thinking in terms of a subduction zone event, where the 100K is going to seem like 1,000 miles from where the 300K is.
Yeah. Yes.
So, and these will both be in high ground. They'll both be where people will be evacuating. So, more to come on that. I'm not sure if we can make it work there, but we are going to give it further consideration over the next 3 to 4 months.
Okay, great.
Well, and I think that's reasonable that we look and see how the first one works out, and if there's any problems, if we need to make any changes or adjustments, and then look at the possibility of moving it to the second site.
Yeah, I think that's a great plan.
Okay. Last item under unfinished business is mobile business policy. Everybody's chomping at the bit.
Yeah, I have literally got this 85% done. I just couldn't get it over the finish line before our meeting. Now, the good news is we don't seem to be holding anybody up at this point. But there will come a time where we need to express what our policy about this is to our customers and people that are interested in these types of business ventures. And what I would like to do is send it out to the board within the next week or so that you guys can review and comment on it. And if things really, if we really kind of get backed into a corner on this, we'll have a special meeting and hopefully get it approved. But I would like the board to review this in the next week or two and provide your comments so that when we do have that meeting, we're more likely to be in a position of making the best use of that time. So I wanted to just mention that.
Okay. No further comments. We pretty well talked it out among ourselves. So it's just the nickels and dimes, nuts and bolts that we kind of have to go through to finish it.
Well, and I will say one of the things that I'm trying to do is I'd like an understanding of what the permit process for these types of units is at the county, not only the Community Development Department, but the County Health Department, because these are food serving or preparation facilities. They do have to, people that embark on a business like this do have to have a license to do so from the health department. But I don't fully understand.
Is that a state license or a county?
It's a state. I believe it's a county license, but these are regulated at the state level through the Oregon Health Authority. And, there are different classifications for these. That, for example, a class four is really the only one where food is prepared that is like meats and stuff like that. And, these are the ones that need to have grease traps. And so I'm trying to, I'm educating myself as to how these are classified and what rules will apply to what type of unit or not. And not trying to overcomplicate it. I just want to have a good understanding of what the permitting process is for these at the county level so that when I complete this resolution, I can make sure that there's a check and balance to be sure that before we approve an availability letter or approve water or sewer service to one of these, that we have some confirmation that these people have got the required licensing. And so that's been a little bit of a complication to it, been a little bit of a learning curve for me. It's not easy to get a hold of folks at the Community Development Department, but I'm hoping to hear back from them soon. And just my background knowledge about those things is going to help me write a stronger resolution.
Okay, so. Cool. All right. Item 9, new business. The ECJWSA lighting upgrade project. How's that coming along, or is it started yet?
Well,
that's not where we have to...
Well, I'm hoping that the board will approve the purchase at this meeting. And this isn't something that maybe has been on people's radar screens, and I mean the board, as much as some of our other big infrastructure projects are. But we this is a good project. This is something that we've been talking about doing for a couple of years now. Our lighting fixture at most of our fixtures at most of our facilities are quite old. They're not efficient lighting. The wattages are high, the light output's low, they burn out a lot and require a lot of maintenance. We have an opportunity here to do a comprehensive lighting upgrade at Horn Creek and at our buildings and facilities over here where the wastewater treatment plant is. And we will be installing more efficient alternatives. But the nice thing about this is that by doing so, we can also take advantage of a significant rebate opportunity from the county.
Is that from PUD?
From PUD.
Oh, yes, excuse me. Not the county, but Tillamook PUD. Thank you. You know, that combined with the electrical savings and looking at what the quotes for the actual retrofits will be, we are projected to reach payback on this project in less than 3 years, which makes this just a no-brainer. Just a no-brainer. And beyond that, we'll be enjoying lower electrical costs long term. So I've included three quotes in the board packet. These contractors have all come on site. They've all been shown the lighting that that needs to be upgraded. We did have a representative from Tillamook PUD come out as well to identify the types of fixtures where we really get the best bang for our buck from a rebate standpoint. And we've got three quotes. I believe two of them are very close, but Inland Electric is the cheapest quote, and I should bring up a copy of that so I can just look at it real quick.
Here
you go. You guys have it.
We have it in the past.
I think it was just north of $30,000.
$30,410.
Yeah. Which is several thousand, I believe, less than the quote we got from another contractor, G3. And Cherry City came in last. They were quite a bit more.
Probably because they have to drive from Salem.
There's probably some truth to that. My recommendation to the board is to approve the purchase of these items, to approve this project, and to award the contract to Inland Electric as the low bidder.
So are the proposals from G3, is that what it is, and Inland, are they basically the same? I mean, numbers are different, but...
The criteria is the same. I allowed each contractor to specify the replacement fixtures, which the lighting that we want to have upgraded is consistent from one quote to the other, but I wanted somebody to offer the best solution.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that Inland Electric has done that. It's all Lithonia lighting fixtures, which are high quality light fixtures. And I think that with the proposal they put together for us is the best, factoring in cost and everything else.
I'm prepared to make a motion unless there are other questions.
I don't have any other questions. No, I think it's a good idea.
All right, I entertain a motion.
I will move that we proceed with the DCJWSA lighting upgrade project and award the bid to Inland Electric in the amount of $30,410.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to award the lighting contract to Inland Electric for $30,410. If there is no further discussions, all those in favor signify by stating aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Motion carried. Okay. We are up. Item 10, guest questions and comments. Do you have any comments, Tim? Anything? Okay. Item 11, chair or director comments. Once again, I'd like to congratulate the financial team for coming in under budget $75,000. That's a pretty good chunk of change. $75,742.43. That's a lot of free lunches.
And I thank you for that.
Or a down payment on next year.
Right.
That's kind of the way we view it. But, yes.
All right. Any directors have any comments? Director Strotska?
Okay, so I just wanted to mention, when we got the budget information that included staff salaries, I was a little bit concerned at how low our beginning employees are paid. You know, people make more money than that working at McDonald's, Burger King, Fred Meyer. And I know that John has been really busy doing a wage salary study. And now that he has some help, I do move that. Think that moves, hope it moves more rapidly, because I think this is really important for our staff. And even though right now we don't have a lot of vacancies or any vacancies, I think it's important that we pay our staff a salary that is reasonable for the positions that they're in. And the longer we take, the longer they are going without perhaps an increase in their salary. And with inflation the way it is, with groceries the way, I mean, every time I go to the grocery store, I come home a little bit more frustrated. I would like to see this made a priority so that we can really be looking at salaries for our employees.
I think it's probably a good time, too, when we don't have a lot of vacancies, to get it cleaned up before we do have vacancies, so then it's all in place and it's not an issue then.
John, I know you and I have talked about this once or twice. Did you have an idea? We have three positions at OIT.
Currently, we have two.
Two?
Three? Oh, we do have three. Yep, we've got three OITs. And
did you have a percentage number in mind? I know you've been kicking this around, but I'm just kind of curious. This is not the right place to do it.
I think that Kathy is right. Even at our last meeting, I mentioned the fact that we've seen anecdotal evidence that our starting salaries are less than what some of our neighboring communities are at. And so I do agree that this is an opportunity to, at least at the entry level, do something to help people well, keep up with inflation and everything.
Yeah, let's look at that for the next meeting or something.
Yeah.
I
will say that it does need to be looked at holistically, because there is a risk to only making adjustments to one level and not maintaining a balance with the whole staffing roster.
Yes, agreed.
And so we do have to look at this holistically.
The big picture.
And the big picture, but I think by starting from the bottom and then potentially considering adjustments as we go up to maintain that balance, and I think is a good approach to this. And I will throw one more thing in there. This, the way I envisioned it, was going to be a wage survey, not a total compensation survey.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because when you start diving in that deep, things right. get real complicated real fast. But having said that, and thinking about our entry-level folks, I do believe that we need to take a look at our vacation accrual structure. Right now, the entry-level positions, and I know this because I was at the bottom of this rung for the first 2 years I worked here, the vacation accrual at the lower level is anemic. I mean, it is way less than it should be. And The other interesting thing about our vacation accrual structure is that you top out after only 8 years, and I've never seen that happen before either. Hmm. That is too fast to top out. I believe that people should top out at their vacation accruals at 10 or 12 years, not at 8 years. So I think that there's also some adjustments that we need to look at as a board in terms of that type, the benefits. Even though the benefits aren't really part of the wage survey, we have some work to do there too, honestly. So,
well, you know, be that as it was not on the agenda, and your comments well taken.
Yeah.
Why don't we discuss this thoroughly at another meeting?
Yeah.
So can we put this on the agenda for the next meeting?
Yes.
Yeah. That's appropriate.
So I just, you know, when you start doing salary surveys, we need to be careful that we're not trying to compare apples and oranges, because no two communities are the same. The way they run isn't the same. Their expenses aren't the same. Their housing costs aren't the same. And so in the bottom line, we need to be looking at Pacific City and what's best for our organization. But information from other places is certainly very valuable, and we need to be really working on that. And I know you guys are busy all the time. You're busy. But, you know, you both know getting paid is pretty darn important.
I agree, and your point's well taken. We will make this a priority. Last couple months have been brutal, but I think we're starting to get past things. I'm not writing consumer confidence reports and other things.
So the other thing I wanted to mention, Ann and I both attended the meeting at the courthouse in Tillamook. I can't remember the name of that.
It was
pretty informative, and they gave us a lot of information on resources that are available.
This was a water
the water wastewater utilities discussion, and Commissioner Olson was the moderator, and they introduced a lot of the people that are available to provide assistance to small districts. And I don't know if they're going to have another meeting. They hadn't made that decision. It wasn't really intended to solve anybody's problems, or, you know, they talked about water districts that were having problems. But it was a useful meeting to attend and to meet some of the players that are out there.
I passed that when I asked that question about the salary survey kind of thing. I passed that. I made the single contact with the person that sent you his information, but I also passed along the other agencies that everybody said, oh, you should talk to here, you talk to there. And I'm guessing those are places you've already talked to, but at least that came out of this.
Well, good.
All righty. Nothing else. It is now.
I have one other thing.
5:57.
Ann's got something.
You got one thing.
I have one other thing. At the last meeting, under director comments, I made a comment about wanting to explore adding language to the rules of conduct for the meeting. That where we would refrain from political speech.
I mentioned that today.
I know you did. Here's my point. That we decided at that meeting that it would be on the agenda for the next meeting, which would be this meeting. The rules of conduct is a document that is board approved, and we did not, because it came under director comments, it was not an agenda item, it was not approved for it to go into the rules of conduct. So I would ask that it be on the agenda for the next meeting, and the board gets a chance to say officially yes or no, whatever board members want to say.
Yeah, I only read about a half of it.
We shouldn't add it before the board has approved it, is my point.
Right.
Okay. All right. It is now 5:59. Meeting adjourned.
Yay!
Press.